This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll after the collapse of a Florida apartment tower has risen to 9, the local mayor said Sunday, more than 3 days after the building fell as residents slept. More than 150 people still remain unaccounted for after Thursday's disaster, with the cause of the collapse under investigation. The search has been painstakingly slow, hampered in the early days by a fire burning deep in the debris mountain that officials have said they believe is now under control. Officials have stressed there may still yet be survivors buried in the rubble. A group of Iranian lawmakers are working on a draft bill that could further restrict access to the internet, a reformist newspaper reported Sunday. The bill calls for, quote, organizing social media and the banning of virtual private networks, or VPN software, used widely by Iranians to bypass internet restrictions and blocks imposed on several social media websites, according to the newspaper. Internet users say there are concerns over the draft bill proposed by some conservative lawmakers who hold a majority in parliament since 2020. The text also calls for jail terms of between 91 days and 6 months for anyone found guilty of violating the terms of the bill if it becomes law. Repeat offenders could also be fined, receive up to 30 lashes, and be, quote, deprived of their civic rights, the newspaper said. Instagram and WhatsApp are the only social media services accessible in Iran, unlike Facebook and Twitter and the Telegram Messenger service, which are officially banned. But several Iranian figures use Twitter for official communications, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.